اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يمه.
ویلکم یا مصطفی ویلکم.
پیکر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو پیکر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو اہل یا محبوب خدا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو اہل یا محبوب خدا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو پیکر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, to this program. The program is Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 7th of Sha'ban 1446, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 6th of February 2025. Today our topic is on Palestine, and we are going to be discussing the past, present, and future of Palestine. The reason we are going into this discussion as well is due to the fact that Trump has made his statement, and this was yesterday in the meeting with Netanyahu, who says now that he wants to take over Gaza, and this, what is the effects of this? Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you hear us now?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mufti Saab, welcome to our program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Mufti Saab, how's the trip going in Botswana?
No, alhamdulillah, everything is well with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Only thing here, Botswana is very, very hot. Daytime is 36 degrees, and nighttime is 30 degrees. And yesterday with the flight, alhamdulillah, is less than 40 minutes flying time. And mashallah, so we left 3:30. By the time all the formalities, all that. So 4:45, we were out, and Haji Rafiq came, he was waiting for us, mashallah. Then we had Asr Salat, and then after that we had Maghrib Salat day in Masjid Taqwa, beautiful masjid. And he's 9 years old, and then from Maghrib to Isha. And then after Fajr also, we had another program there. Now we're here by Haji Abdul Sattar Dada's place. We're in the Namaz room here, mashallah. His grandson, Hafiz Ridwan, is here. And now we can do everything peacefully. So we came here just to meet him because he said he's not too well. He's 85 years old, you know. So I told him that, see, Haji, you're getting old now. You must sort out everything, you know. Because old people sometimes, they leave some things, you know, not complete. Then the people, the children, grandchildren, then it's a big problem. So you see, everything is sorted out. So I said, very good. So that, yeah. So I made one joke for him. I said, you know, in Afrikaans, they say, "Een man's a dood is another man's a brood," you know. So sometimes people, they pass away, then the boodle goes the other side, you know. So that is how life is. So inshallah. But very nice, everything is good here. And mashallah, one thing I'm very impressed with, this Botswana is gun-free. Nobody's allowed to have guns. Only the special branch and all of them. And there's hardly any crime here. And they have the death penalty. Now imagine South Africa, every second guy, third guy got a gun. So what do you expect then, you know? Skopskit and Donner, you know? So that's why so many fatalities there and accidents and all this heist and kidnapping and Allah alone knows what and what. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. We all must read Surah 12, verse 64. Gee, can you hear me clearly?
Gee, I can hear you, Mufti Saab, clearly.
Yeah, speak loud, Maulana, right?
Gee. So moving forward with our program, Mufti Saab, we've heard Trump's claim that he wants to take over Gaza. What is the future? First, we start with the past, present, and then the future of Palestine, Mufti Saab.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So our topic for today is Palestine vis-a-vis America, vis-a-vis Israel, and we have to look at the past, the present, the future. So you see, the problem with the Muslim Ummah today is we have detached ourselves from the noble Quran. We have detached ourselves from the Sunnah Mubarakah. If you just go back to Quran Sharif, you'll find all the answers there. That's why I told the ulama and people who know Arabic, you must read that book, Al-Haqa'ikul Quraniya Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniya. What does the Quran Sharif say regarding the Palestine issue and so forth and so on? And if you just read Surah Bani Israel, chapter 17, the first 8, 9, 10 verses and the beginning of the 15 Supara, 15 Jews, so we'll find everything there. I mean, Palestine belongs to the Muslims. So these people who came in after World War II, they are squatters, they are occupiers, they are invaders. And they all have to agree on that, you must remember. The only thing they hang on to, they say that it is in the Bible, and in the Bible. So if everybody is going to work with the Bible, but which Bible? Because they have so many different versions of the Bible that even the versions are confused, you know. So obviously that cannot be used in today's world and so forth and so on. So therefore, remember, Trump is using this just to shake up these Arab countries and so forth. He also knows deep down it can never happen, you must remember, that his own party is turning against him and so forth, and the politicians are calling it ethnic cleansing and so forth. So what we must understand is that is what the Ummah fails to understand. One is Judaism, one is Zionism, and one is what America wants and so forth. So everybody wants Gaza. Why? Because Gaza has got the beach there, and Gaza has got the silver, the oil there, Gaza has got the gas there, Gaza has so many mineral resources and so forth and so on. But in 16 months, you couldn't defeat them 50, 60, 70 countries, and our Hamas stood firm for that. We say, last night also I spoke, today also, I said, Gaza fiha al-Izza, Gaza fiha al-Rahma, Gaza fiha al-Baraka. So Gaza is that piece of land that brought honor to this Ummah, and Allah's special mercy is there, and Allah's Rahma is there, and so forth and so on. So that is what we need to realize and what we need to understand and so forth, you know. So that is where we are today. But today the Ummah doesn't understand or doesn't want to understand. So if you just go backwards, if we just see, I just give you some things, right? So when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that which is the oldest masjid, what he, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafah, all that. Then Masjidul Aqsa. So obviously we're not speaking of any other Masjid al-Aqsa beside the one in Palestine, in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddis, 40 years after the Baytullah, and that is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif on the authority of Abu Dharr Ghifari. So from that time immemorial already it belongs to us. Then already in time of Nabi alayhi salam, chapter 17 verse 1, min al masjid al haram ila al masjid al aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Isra and the Mi'raj and all these type of things there. Then in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and so remember when he came in the year 16 after Hijrah, 636, and then he showed the world what is justice, Adalat Umar. He told Sufyanus, the leader of the Christians, your churches and your monasteries and everything, nothing will be demolished. We will give you freedom of worship. And they all accepted it. Until today it's standing. Then you see that from 1099 Gregorian calendar to 1187, the Crusaders came, the Salbiyin came. They are the ones who spilled the blood of the Muslims. More blood was flowing than water there in Jerusalem. And they would not allow the Muslims to remember in Salat, even Jummah Salat they were not allowed. 88 years there was no Salat at Aqsa al-Mubarak. No masjid there was. Allah in His infinite grace and mercy chose Salahuddin Ayyubi, and then the man who never saw Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, never went for Umrah and Hajj. But all these places that they speak around today, so Ashkelon and all these, all Muslim areas, is Asqalan and Hittin and all these places. So different thing, these people gave it their names now and so forth. So all that is Muslim territory. And we must be very clear that he wouldn't smile. He said, what is there for me to smile that when our holy land today is Al-Ardul Muhtalla, is occupied territory? So we need to understand our history. And the greatest thing we must tell the Christian world and the masses, is from 1187 till today. I went to all these places. What the Christians say, that Jesus was crucified and he was buried and all that. We reject all that as Muslims. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. Nor did they kill him, nor did they crucify him. So we must be very clear on all that issues. But the Christians, they say all this happened. The church, they call Kanisatul Qiyamah, and they call it the Holy Sepulchre. Even there, I went right inside. They were swearing me, I just went inside. I said, what are they going to do? So all the things there. So that church, which is the holiest church in Christianity, in Christendom, imagine from 1187, what we are now, 2025. You can just do the math there, Mawla Zahid, and calculate it, Suleiman, and see from 1187 till now, the keys of the holiest church of Christianity is still in the hands of the Muslim. If you just go to CNN and you go to their archives and documentaries, they carry the whole documentary on this, and there also they admit it. So we are looking after your holiest church, and we, among yourself, you couldn't trust anybody. But the Muslims are looking after, and there's a slight like a joke also about it. Joke is this, joke meaning that one day the Muslims were opening the church and the key broke. But Allah shukr, they had a second key also. So they're still using that key there. So imagine, Sayyidina Umar's time, we protected your monasteries and churches. In Salahuddin's time, Saladin Dajjal, we protecting your holiest place, and we opening it every morning and we closing it every evening. But if you want to call us the terrorists, whilst you all are the biggest terrorists. So that is our history. So when we speak about the past, that is what we should highlight. But how are we going to highlight it if the Ummah themselves are unaware of it? So that is the tragedy. The ulama also don't want to speak because we don't want to learn all these issues. You see? Then you come to the present. So now you must understand in the present, then you have to speak about the Harakatu Sahayina, the Zionist movement and so forth. Zionism didn't start in 45, 46, 47 and 48 and all this. Zionism started already in time. You must remember one century before and so forth. That if you see, one day I sent it out to the whole staff in the news team and I sent it out to all the esteemed listeners, that they had a meeting, the New York Times carried it, the elders or the meeting of the Zionists, and that time already they said, we must occupy Palestine. So even the word occupation is used. You see that? Then when they had the Ottoman Empire were drowning in debts, million dollars and so forth. Then they had Sultan Abdul Hamid Al-Thani. So if you study the Ottoman Empire, there are two people. They had, you must remember, all this, you must remember this in our history. After Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demise, there were five khulafa. Our people normally say four, but that is not 100% correct. First was Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, and the fifth one was Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu. But because he ruled very short period, so ulama just say four. But the ulama who make proper tahqeeq and research, they include him, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, the son of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, and Sayyidina Ali in the Khulafa'i Rashidin. He ruled for six months. Then he resigned, he handed it over to him. You must remember, to Amir Muawiyah. Then they ruled for 90 years. There were 14 Khulafa. You see that? And thereafter came the Abbasid dynasty. And the Umayyads were ruling from Damascus. Then you have the Abbasid dynasty. They were ruling from Iraq, you see, Baghdad and all that, Harun Rashid and them. So they ruled for 525 years plus minus. 37 Khulafa they had. Then came the Ottoman Empire. They ruled for 640 years. Not countries, continents they were ruling. And it was in Turkey, Ottoman Empire, the Khilafate Usmaniyah. And two people's names are very prominent. One is Suleiman the Magnificent. You see, Suleiman Qanuni. He ruled alone for 48 years. And he, you must remember, that is this Sheikh Abdul Hamid, Sultan Abdul Hamid Al-Thani. So the second one, he ruled for 33 years. So when he was ruling, it was the turn of the century, 1901 and 1902 and all those times. And the Ottoman Empire were drowning in debts. So these Zionists came to him and told him, see, we want peace of Palestine and we will give you $1 billion, £1 billion, whatever like that. See, men of Iman. He said, never mind, give you a portion, even the dust of Palestine I will not give you. You see? Then the founder of Zionism, Herzl, H-E-R-Z-L, Theodore Herzl, he came to meet and so forth. He said that I don't want to meet you also. And he used words like you're a swine and words like that. You see? So that was when this Ummah had Iman and we had that trust in Almighty Allah. But you see, the Arabs, the Saudis, and these other Arabs and all that, they fell into the trap. The Ummah always fall into the trap. So the Westerners and them told them, how come you are allowing non-Arabs to rule over you? These people, Turks, and they're not Arabs. They're not Arabs. And you are Arabs. You all must be ruling. And so the British and all of them, then they start giving them money and us and all these kind of things. You go study how Saudi Arabia came into being. In 1932, then the kingdom of Saudi Arabia came into existence. And the King Abdul Aziz, this MBS father Salman, Salman's father Abdul Aziz. Abdul Aziz was receiving money from the British. So from that time already the corruption set in and so forth, you see. So that is how they came into power and that. So they knew that once that the British came and thereafter then Palestine went under them, it was under Ottoman Empire, then the British mandate, and thereafter remember that they saw that now we can't be settling here, and they didn't take no permission from the Palestinians, and they handed it over to the Jews. Somebody else's land, you hand over to a third party without consulting the real owners. So Trump said, if the British can do that, I can do the same. You see what's the thing? So therefore, if you read today's news in the Haaretz and you read others and all that, and I sent it out on all the groups. So our Palestinian leadership say, La Nakbata Marratan Ukhra. We will never allow another Nakba where you expelled us and displaced us. Today, there are 6 million Palestinians in the diaspora. They are out of Palestine. And the Jutlas, Haramis, they say a Jutla can enter just by being a Jew, but no Palestinian can enter. So if that is not apartheid, then what is that? See, two different laws for two different people. So that is what they want to do and so forth. So I told you all this before, that Zionism got 4 main objectives. Take Palestine and make it Israel. So that happened in 14th May. Then they said, how can we have a country? We don't have a capital. So in 67, Moshe Dayan came, did that. They defeated the Arabs. And you can't say they defeated Muslims. You just say defeated the Arabs. And then in 67, they said, this is our capital. How they say capital? They say it is our eternal capital and undivided capital, Jerusalem. Undivided, there's nothing for you Muslims here. And eternal, it is always ours. So that also they fulfilled in 67. Now the battle is on for two more things. That Israel is that country. You just go study United Nations and all of them. So you will see it doesn't have designated borders. If you look at the flag of Israel, you will see it's got Minan Nil or Minal Furati Ilan Nil from the Euphrates River there in Iraq. We went there, we went right to the river also. And you get nice fish there, right from the river they take out and then they fry it and all that. So there we are. And then Nil is in Egypt, so we went there so many times. So you see, so what happens? The expansion policy of Israel, called Eretz Israel. This week, yesterday, before yesterday, that they say the land they're occupying in Syria, they're already building military zones there as a buffer zone. So that is the peace they want, you see. Not P-E-A-C-E. How they can steal pieces of land from Syria, how they can steal pieces of land from Palestine, how they can steal pieces of land from Lebanon, how they can steal from anybody they want to. And America will keep on giving them the, say, veto and all this kind. So the peace is not P-E-A-C-E, it's P-I-E-C-E. They are the biggest crooks on earth, remember that, and they are guilty of state terrorism. America and Israel. So we must be clear on these type of issues here. But the problem is how many Muslims know all these things here? Non-Muslims, they don't know many of them. But Muslims, 80%. In Muslims today, we're just emotional. That's why on air I say, if you put a Muslim today and a Jew today, 18 years old, 20, 25 years old, 80%, 90% of the time, the Jew will win and the Muslim will lose. Because we're just emotional. We don't take lesson. Allah Jalla Wala revealed, so now in Ramadan, the first verse, Iqra, read. Who reads today? The Ummah just watch TV the whole day. Watch news, watch soccer, watch cricket, watch movies. The men are busy with Hollywood. The women are busy with Bollywood. The children are busy with Robin Hood. So how is this Ummah going to benefit this? Nothing. So you must remember that. So that is our problem today. Iqra. You know, you say, no, Allah says Iqra. You say, La Aqra. I won't read. Now, how are you going to benefit that? So that is a big problem we have. So we have to bring that culture of reading. Then you will make progress in the real sense of the word. So that is their third aim. Eretz Israel is called in their terminology. E-R-E-T-Z. So that is, we want from right from Iraq to right till here, including Gaza, including Jerusalem, including all these areas here, from River Nile to the Euphrates River. Then the fourth prize they want. You see, Aqsa al-Mubarak, they want to make Tansif. They want to partition it. As they partition that Masjid there, Masjid Ibrahim, Khalilur Rahman in Hebron. I read Salat Day in 89. I read Salat Day in 92. 94, Ramadan, Baruch Goldstein came and murdered and martyred 70 of our people there. 29 became shuhada in the masjid. Israeli-style justice, they commit the murder, they commit the massacre, and then they still have the masjid on top of it. So this is where Hamas came in. Hamas said, Hasha wa kalla, we will never allow Aqsa. We will give our lives, and therefore they bring the children, and they bring their women, and they, every week they're reminding one another. Biruh, bidam, nafdika ya Aqsa. We will give our life, we will give our blood, we will sacrifice everything for you, Aqsa. You must not fall. We will fall, it's fine. So when a nation does that, then Allah's rahmat comes. Remember that and see how the jutlas. Just today I read over 100,000 of the jutlas are injured. They don't know what the hell is going on. And how many of their soldiers have died in fleck, we say. So fleck means, for those of you who don't understand Afrikaans, to die like a dog, you see. So that is what they do. So now, Lindsey Graham. I don't know if you know Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is one of the biggest haramis you can find there in American politics. His father was Reverend Graham. He was a Christian priest. And he, some people say he's gay because he's not married. He's 100% with Trump's army, with Trump's party. He said, we won't allow American troops to go to Gaza. Imagine Americans who are right in the top post. They are saying we will not allow. So it was why? Because they know our Hamas are prepared to take them on right till the end. So we, in our lexicon, we have what Umar Mukhtar taught us. Now Ummah don't even know who Umar Mukhtar. Umar Mukhtar is the Mujahid of Libya. And when the Italians could not capture him, then he used to fight right. Then they captured him and they told him, you better surrender. He said that golden words, لَن نَسْتَسْلِمْ لِأَحَدْ. We don't surrender to anybody. إِمَّا الشَّهَادَ وَإِمَّا الْغَنِيمَ. Either we go for martyrdom or we go for victory and we get the booty. Like how the Taliban told the Americans today, you'll go to hell. We will not give you 1 cent back of the booty we have received from all these millions and billions, arms, ammunition, whatever else. Because Trump said you must give back. They told him, go to hell, we won't give you. See, that is the language they understand. Then you have to show you have quwwat imani and you're placing your trust in Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So therefore, they know from the top they can just bomb, but they can't get victory. They'll have to put the boots on the ground. And once they put the boots on the ground, then finish. They lose. So you must remember that. So that is what they do. And our children, they come there to Palestine, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. And what they tell the Israelis, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad, Sofa Yahud. Now to explain this, you have to explain the whole story. The Ummah doesn't know. It's the 7th year of the Hijrah, after the Surah Hudaybiyah. And remember that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the Muslims there to Khaybar, 130, 140 kilometers from Medina Munawwara. And Sayyidina Ali was given the honor. He must carry the banner and the flag. And lo and behold, when he went up, he smashed the door to pieces of the fort of the Jutlas. And therefore, his title is Fatih Khaybar. So we must, therefore, our people go for Umrah all day. Today, I encourage them. I say, any day you are there in Medina, have early nashta, then make rasta. Then go to Khaybar. Before Zuhr time, you will be back. It takes you 1 hour, 1.5 hour. 1 hour, you go visit, and then another 1.5 hour. So by 12 o'clock, you're back. So you must remember that. And in Makkah, go to Taif. And when you go to Taif, then you come back, and you fasten the haram there. And you have to make Umrah from there. It's compulsory, according to the Hanafis. Wonderful facilities they have there in Sail. I went there, fasten the haram there. So that is how we must educate this Ummah. That is what we have to do, to educate the people and so forth. Yesterday, one of the people, they did me a big favor. They contacted me here in Botswana. And it was Botswana or South Africa airport. Anyways, one of these places, that they said that we're going to slaughter a goat, a sheep, but we can't find the place. Then they found the place, so they got that dumb. So if you want to, so go there to the abattoir. And you can find all the animals there. And how to reach the abattoir, I sent it out yesterday. You know, could just take on the status and on the groups and all these things there. So that is how we must teach our people. So instead of killing time and now the advertising, go make Umrah with Grand Prix. And the packages are how? 2 days Medina, 2 days Makkah, and 3 days Grand Prix. If that is not shaitan yet, then what is shaitan yet? So remember, inna mubazirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. You become the brothers and sisters of Satan and shaitan and Lucifer. So that is where the Ummah is today. So we have to educate and re-educate the Ummah. So Sultan Abdul Hamid, rahimahullah, so he stood firm and told them, but you know that the Muslims always, you get munafikin. In time of Nabi alayhi salam, they were munafikin, Quran says. So what about now? You know, how many munafikin there will be? So they fought again and they joined the enemies and so forth and so on. So that is the tragedy. humanity. But Allah gives us always motivation, inspiration. Quran, read chapter 17, verse 6. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَا لَكُمُ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا. We will give you power again for you, Jutlas. We will give you wealth. We will give you army. We will give you media. We will give you everything. But if you look at the balagha, the beauty, the glory, the style and diction of the Quran, Allah attributed everything to Himself. Read the words, ثُمَّ رَدَّدْنَا is to Allah. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. We gave you, you must remember. So everything is we. Then Allah speaks about the Muslims, and Allah addressed everything to them. Allah didn't say we, Allah said the Muslim. So that is what we see now. That is what Yahya Sinwar taught us. That is what Ismail Haniya taught us. That is what you must remember that Ahmad Yasin, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin taught us. Chapter number 17, verse 7. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. When the final promise comes, inshallah, is my firm. I don't say firm belief, but inshallah, it is my, you understand, great hope and aspiration that it will happen like that, inshallah, inshallah. During times that Trump's time, America will disintegrate. And during the war criminal Netanyahu's time, Israel will fall apart. Because we can see the signs are there already and see what Quran is saying. Chapter 17, verse 7. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. And when the final promise comes, and go read the ending. This is the beginning of Surah Bani Israel. Go read the ending, chapter 17, verse 104. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. You see the words are the same. جِئِنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. We will bring you jutlas in groups and groups. So you will find the American Jews, you will find the Jews, New Zealand Jews, Australian Jews, South African Jews, Jews from all parts of the world. So they will be there in the Holy Land to make easy for the Muslim army to take them on. Make easy for Isa alayhi salam to fight against them. Easy for Hazrat Mahdi to come. So you see, so Allah's system is this. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. So the Muslim army, what they will do? لِيَسُوءُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. They, the Muslim army, they will disfigure your faces. And that's exactly what Hamas is doing. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا أَوَّلَ مَرَةٍ. What a shame and disgrace and indictment upon this ummah. Our Makkah Mukarrama, our Medina Munawwara, our Aqsa, all three of our holiest places are run by the Jews. Tomorrow is Friday. Sheikh Faisal Al-Ghazawi is delivering the khutbah. Sheikh Faisal Al-Ummah don't understand these things. Sheikh Faisal Al-Ghazawi, what do you mean of Ghazawi? His forefathers came from Gaza. But he can't speak one word about Gaza. He can't use the word Yahud. Why? Because MBS will get upset. I don't want to upset the Americans. I don't want to upset the Israelis. But you want to call them Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. These are not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. They are Khainul Haramain Sharifain. They are traitors to Makkah, Medina. And so that is where you are. That hardly you will find one imam. Maybe once in 3 months, 4 months, and you'll see. But before, every week, they used to make dua against the Jutlas and all. Now nothing, you see. And Aqsa, they can tell you don't enter. So you can't do that. How many South Africans? They say we went, they told us South Africa go. Then they have to go around to this door, then one door, they go through like that. So imagine our holiest places are run by the Jutlas. But see what Quran says. This army will come, they will dismantle, disfigure your faces. And remember that what will happen, they will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَكْبِيرًا. And this pride you got with America, veto, Allah will crush your pride to pieces, pieces, pieces. تَكْبِيرًا. So all this is still going to unfold. You know, إِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. So إِذَا, when it comes, before a verb in the past tense, in the Arabic, the meaning goes to the future. go read the Quranic verses regarding Qiyamah. Is a sama unfatarat, is a shamsu kuwirat, is a sama unshakrat. So everywhere you will find it like that. When Allah speaks of Qiyamah, the day of justice, the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala uses verb in the past tense. But before that verb, you will find iza. So the meaning goes to the future. Fa iza ja'a wa'dul akhirah. So these three things the Muslim Ummah will do. Therefore, the Palestinians are making a mockery of Trump and say Trump is a madman, majnoon, you understand? And you want to come, ahlan wa sahlan, we will show you what we will do with you, you see? So therefore, it's just a bargaining chip they're using, and it's just there to fool the Jews also. Trump is a narcissist, an egoist. Whatever he wants his name to be there. He said that at Golan Heights, you must change the name to the Trump Heights. You see, like that. So there, you tell them, Gaza, we want to take over, but you must put one big Trump hotel there, like that. You know, he's a crazy guy. So anyway, one way I say is good all this happened. Why the good is happened? It will unite the Muslim Ummah. The most liberal politician in the Muslim Arab world, he also knows he can never say publicly that he agrees with Trump because the people will swear him, curse him, and beat him up also. So in this way, we don't understand Hikmatullah al-Baligha, the wisdom of Almighty Allah. So this is one way that the Muslim Ummah will get united, and inshallah they will take a united stance against the enemy and so forth. So that is all our comments regarding that issue.
Mufti Saab, with regards to other issues also, yesterday when they had the discussion, they speak with so much of pride and arrogance, and Netanyahu also says that Hamas had beheaded babies, and he goes on with the speech. Will they ever come to the realization to say that they are wrong and what they have promoted is lies?
Just you must remember that any person who deals with Netanyahu knows that he is a serial liar, and they know that he can never ever be trusted. He says all this, that they were beheaded and all that, the babies. The New York Times said it's all lies. The Los Angeles Times, and that they had to apologize for running with that story and all these type of things there. They said that there are women who are there by Hamas, they are being raped, and when they come back, they will be pregnant. All of them who are so far. They all said they are in stable health and stable condition. That one Emily came out. You must remember her name, Emily. Emily kept on looking at Hamas and she said, keep me here and send somebody else in my place. She said, and this is on TV, she said it also. She said the water in Gaza tastes different. That I saw the real men, not these plastic jutlas and so forth. So that is how they try and lie. And for us, we mustn't be surprised by this. Quran says, you must remember, layyam bi al-sinatihim, that they are the people, you must remember, that they speak with the forked tongue, they speak lies with the kugut. So he knows that he's defeated. He said complete victory. They want, and after 16 months, that they were defeated. Even the Jewish people have written this. First, the Times of Israel carried the article. First time in the history of Israel that Israel lost the war. Is that we saying all this? So they are newspapers. Al-Fadlu ma shahidat bil-adawu. Virtue. Therefore, I always tell you, when you want to speak to Christians, leave all our books that we must use for our own study. But when you speak to them, use their books, use your Bible, use your thing. When we speak to the Jutlas, we speak to you from your Haaretz newspaper, from your newspapers in the Arabic media, in the distinct media, American media, from your Times of Israel. We don't want to come to our media. We'll use your media and defeat you. Same thing with this, you understand, Shias. They don't use our books. Our ulama wrote 1,000 books. Use the Shia books. Who martyred, murdered Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu. The Shias. So they admitted it. You understand, in Ihtijaj of Tabarasi, that when she said, Hussein Radiallahu's Ladli, his Sahib Zadi, his Piyari, his daughter, so Fatima Sughra. His mother is Fatima Kubra, the senior Fatima Radiallahu anha. His daughter is Fatima Sughra. She's an eyewitness to Karbala. And she said, you martyred my father and you murdered my grandfather also. They started reading poetry. They mentioned in the Shia Kitab, Al-Ihtijaj, I'm giving you the reference. The author is Tabrasi. What poetry they read? Qatalna Aliyan wa Bani Ali bisuyufin hindiyatin wa rimahi. They said, yes, we martyred Sayyidina Ali, 17th Ramadan, the 40th year of the Hijrah. Yes, we martyred Sayyidina Hussein on Ashura Friday, 10th of Muharram, the year 61. And we used the swords and the spears made in India. So what bigger dalil you want than that? It's from your own books. When I went there to Iran, they gave me a book. So he, Hazrat Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu's son, is Imam Zainul Abidin. Go and read the book written, Imam Zainul Abidin, printed by Muassasatul Balagh, and you will find there is written there that he asked them the question, that is, that he, Imam Zainul Abidin, the son of Sayyidina Hussein, is telling them, بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Tomorrow on the day of reckoning, how will you face the master? صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ. He will tell you. Who's saying this? Imam Zainul Abidin. And where is the book printed? In Iran. You see, it's nothing to do with us, it's to do with them. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell them, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي. You murdered my beloved Nawasa and my grandson. وَانْتَهَرْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي. You desecrated our exalted rank. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You don't belong to this ummah. You out, you expelled. So this is all your books. So you have to answer all that. So it's not our fatwa, it's Imam Zainuddin Abidin's fatwa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fatwa and printed in your book. So that is how you beat them. So similarly with the Jutlas, we must keep abreast. This morning also I told his brothers here in Gaborone, I said, see, write this down, because here also majority don't know all these things. I said, write this down. There's a newspaper, it's called Haaretz. H-A-A-R-E-T-Z. And it's free, but they'll give you half the article. If you want the second half, the Jude class, you must subscribe, but you mustn't subscribe. You will understand yourself what is the full story. And then you will understand what the Jutla is up to and so forth and so on. So they'll never come out of this mess now, because Allah says, chapter 7, verse 167, وَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continuously punish them right till the day of Qiyamah. So who can take it away? Trump? Europe? NATO? Nobody can take it away. Allah has used double emphasis. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ. The lam is for ta'keed, the noon is for ta'keed. Definitely, surely, I will continue punishing them. So that is Allah, and the only nation in the world, Allah made them into monkeys and swines, literally and physically. Surah 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِرَ. Therefore, when the non-Muslims, they want to ask me questions, they say evolution. I say, yeah, it's right, evolution. Your forefathers, they were monkeys and chimpanzees and all that. Quran says, you see, Allah made them into monkeys. It's just to be funny with them, you know, we say like that. Otherwise, we all know it's not that. So you must remember that. So Allah Ta'ala cursed them because they murdered the prophets and messengers. They changed and altered and made tahrif. They corrupted the divine text in the Torah and so forth. So therefore I say there are so many different versions of the Bible and the Torah that even the versions are confused. You understand? So that is how it is, you must remember.
Mufti Saab, what is the future of Saudi, Israel and the US, especially when they vowed yesterday to go robust with the Abrahamic Accords?
Just repeat the question. I didn't get the question because the line is not very clear. Speak loud.
What is the future of Saudi Arabia, Israel and the US, especially when they vowed yesterday to go robust with the Abrahamic Accords?
So you must remember, as far as Saudi Arabia goes, so remember that Saudi Arabia knows that they are thinking is this, if you got America on our side and we recognize Israel, we will have security. Security against Iran and this one and this one. So that is what they are putting their hopes. But Saudi, they must realize their time is up. So 1932, they came into existence with 2025 now. So before 100 years, they will be gone. Why they'll be gone? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a special dua and hadith Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina. For Sham, Nabi alayhi salam made dua. Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Palestine. Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina. See how many duas are mentioned in Bukhari Sharif for Yemen. Al-Imanu Yamaniyun. True Iman you will find in Yemen. Wal-Hikmatu Yamaniya. And you will find wisdom there. Wal-Fiqhu Yamaniyun. And Fiqh, jurisprudence, is there also in Yemen. So therefore, Yemen today is good. So there's Houthis and then there might be Shia, but not all of them. There are many Sunnis also. So they are fighting and what have you. So we are 100% with them also. And then the next one, then they said, Ya Rasulullah, wafi najdina, make dua for our najd. Najd is your Saudi Arabia. When they invited us for the conference there in Saudi, in Riyadh. So then this hadith came. So they translated najd as Iraq. So there was one sheikh from Cape Town. I forget his name. I think it was Sheikh Hendricks or something like that. Jazahullahu khairan. He picked up his hand. He said, how can Najd refer to Iraq? Because when we look at the hadith on the Miqat and Mawaqit, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, Li ahli al-Madina Zul Hulayfa. So the people coming from Medina, the Miqat is Zul Hulayfa, what they call Bir Ali, Abar Ali, all that today. This Ali got nothing to do with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. This is Ali Dinari Dafudi from Sudan. 110 years ago, he dug it up, everything, and then the people were so elated, they got water and what have you, so they called it Bir Ali Abar Ali. You see, so we should know that, not to do with Sahaba or something. This happened 105, 110 years ago, so that is very important. Then, Wali Ahli Yemen, Yalamna. Then Nabi alayhi salam said, Wali Ahli Najdin, Karunul Manazir. For the people of Najd, your miqat is Qarni Manazil. So Najd is Saudi Arabia and Qarni Manazil is in Saudi Arabia. So he didn't know what to say, the Sheikh there. He was so embarrassed because they thought we came from South Africa. You know, in our language, what we say, Hafiz Ridwan is here, our Abdul Sattar Dada's grandson. What we say in Mehmet? They say, you know, they thought we changu mangus, you know, so we're just idiots, we don't know. So I first lecture they gave, I objected on the sheikh. He got a shock of his life, you know. I told him, sheikh, the hadith you're quoting is wrong. You can't use that hadith. So he told me, anta min al-muhaddithin, you're a sheikh in hadith. I told him, no, nahnu min al-tullab, ya sheikh. We came to learn by you. So then they knew properly that this guy said they wanna take chances, you see. So they used to fear us instead of we fearing them, you know. So therefore, you mustn't accept the Saudi version that Najd refers to Iraq. It's a big lie there. It refers to Saudi Arabia. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua for them. So therefore, their time is up, and therefore they hate it when you speak of Hazrat Mahdi. Once Mahdi comes, their whole thing is finished. He will be the Khalifa, and then Nabi Isa alayhi salam. So they will fall flat, and we can end today's one with this wonderful dua which I always give. I say, Allahumma ahlik ala Saud, kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. And it rhymes nicely. Allahumma ahlik, O Allah, decimate the story. Ali Saud, the Saud family. You see, there's MBS, his father and grandfather and all that. So you destroy them, kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. Like how you destroyed the Qawmi Ad and the Qawmi Thamud. So may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah protect all our holy places and our Muqaddasat, as we say. And remember Allah, we still make dua. Ya Allah, give the Americans, give these chutlas hidayat and so forth. But if there's no hidayat for them, in Gunnest or Nabut kar dijiye, destroy them. Who study the history of the Tatars, you see? The Tatars, they are the ones who destroyed Baghdad, destroyed our libraries, destroyed everything basically. But then Allah gave them hidayat. And then they used to fight for Islam under the banner of Islam. Allah Ta'ala made them the warriors and the soldiers of Islam. So, وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَزِيزٍ. That is not difficult for Allah. That tomorrow the Americans embrace Islam. The Jutla, some of them, all of them will never embrace Islam, but some of them. But they have true devotion, dedication, love for Islam. And they will fight for the sake of Islam. So that is our message to humanity and the whole world. Barakallahu fiqh, jazakallahu khairan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum.
Okay, so now you must announce all the programs and everything. Today we will be going to Lobatsi. Inshallah, what's the masjid name there, sir? In Lobatsi? Lobatsi Masjid. Yeah, Lobatsi Masjid, the program day is after Maghrib. And inshallah, we'll be there. And then we'll sleep there also. I believe the brother's name there is Akub. Hafiz Salim Akub. Yeah, we're going to stay there with him, inshallah. And then after Fajr, we'll have a program there as well. And then we'll come back here to Gaborone's. And Jummah, we got here in the Jami Masjid, inshallah. But before that, Sheikh Faisal Al-Ghazawi, his khutbah, because they 1 hour ahead of us. So his khutbah we will take and translate it. And then, inshallah, will be the Jummah. So the Jummah we can take live, because you must remember they have live streaming and all that proper. So inshallah, we'll take the Jummah live on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab and all our listeners. Next, inshallah, we'll have the news with Brother Suleiman Esop. Thereafter, after the news, so that will be up until 1 o'clock, Alpha Sinkosi will be giving you the latest headlines and discussing, going into details about this. 1 to 1:30, live tafsir with Mufti Saab. Of course, it's recorded with Mufti Saab. And then 1:30 to 2, there is Tafsir Archives. And 2 to 3, there is the lunch hour, the lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. From us and the team, we say Jazakumullah Khairah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.